We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Paul Douglas back with Todd Walker, who always has great suggestions, including great patios to loiter on. Now that the warm fronts are here, and I couldn't help but notice one of my favorites on your list, the Monte Carlo. I love their Charlie's Kitchen Steak Sandwich. Todd, I don't know if you've had that.
Absolutely had that. And I have to tell you, I'm doing this segment this week. The weather is wonderful. Looks like a little rain this weekend. But I am actually on a patio. And yes, I am having a vodka soda. I have to be honest with you. But I'm taking advantage of the patios. Oh. And the Monte Carlo, great place. Our listeners have been fantastic, been sending us in different suggestions, what their favorite patios are. And what's been great is I've been getting exposed to ones that I've never been to. But yes, mm-hmm. The Monte Carlo, they have that beautiful patio on the side. Yep. And you're going to think I'm crazy, but you know what? One of my favorite items, I have two favorite items on their menu. The chicken wings. All right. Liver and onions. Liver and onions, guys.
What?
Yes. They're one of the only places in town that have liver and onions. And I know, people hate liver and onions.
Well,
and I probably have it every other year. Do you guys, either one of you, eat liver and onions?
You know, my mom cooked it once a month, and it would stink up the house for a week. And it just turned me off to liver. But she goes, that's good for you. Eat your liver and onions. And
I know. But it's great. I like it. And they have the best chicken wings. What they would do with their chicken wings are fantastic. And yes, the Monte Carlo patio right there in the North Loop. It's just a charming little spot. I loved it. So thank you to Rachel, who said she lives not too far from there. And then St. Paul, I try to bring one from each side of the river. Andy, who lives off of Grand Avenue, said that the Iron Ranger is one of his favorite. And it's a guy that actually from the Iron Range that opened up a bar, restaurant, and has a great patio in the back. And yeah, it's very charming with fire pits and the whole bit. So keep the suggestions coming on in, and we'll share them as we can, gentlemen.
Yeah.
So I gave you a nice list there, Paul.
It's very cool, and I'm glad our listeners are weighing in on their favorite patios, and I'm just relieved that we can now be out on the patios without masks, sipping adult beverages, eating great food. Summer the way it was meant to be, Todd.
Exactly. As I sip my cocktail as we're talking, raising a glass to you guys. But yes, some great things going on all around town there this weekend. Would you like to start with the auto show? Because this is pretty cool how they're doing.
I would. I'm a car nerd. I go every year, and this time it's at the fairgrounds, right?
Yeah, it's great, and I'm going to go Saturday morning early for a media preview. And I've covered this for so many years, and I'm sure you guys have been going for years too, doing different media things. But it is so fun, and it's always at the convention center downtown Minneapolis. But they have taken it outside, and it's going to be at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. It starts on Saturday, runs through the 22nd. It opens at 10 o'clock in the morning, and goes each day till 9 o'clock. And if you go to buy your tickets at the gates, it's $20. But if you buy them in advance, it's $15, and they have half price Wednesdays. But it's such a fun show, and you can walk all around the state fairgrounds. They're going to have state fair food booths, various ones that are going to be open, and they're going to have different areas that are all going to be designed. Like all the pickups are going to be in one area, the four wheel drives, the electric cars are all going to be in one area. So it should be fun. But I have a question for you too. So let's just say the car show always brings out in me this desire to get a new car. So you're out at the state fairgrounds. They do a lottery. They say, all right, David, Paul, you guys win the lucky lottery, and you guys can leave with any kind of car on that lot. What would you guys leave with?
DJ, you go first.
Okay, well, I'm intrigued by having an electric vehicle. I don't quite have the budget for it yet, so I haven't gone there. So I think I would try to get a Tesla, and it looks like the Tesla X you can get in a 7-passenger, which would be good for my family that has grown a little bit recently. So I think I'd go with that, the 7-passenger Tesla, just to get into the electric vehicle market, which I think we will all be in soon, but it'd be fun to make that jump now.
Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah. What about you, Paul?
And by the way, yeah, the X is sweet. It can easily be six figures. DJ, you might want to look at the Y, which is sort of a smaller version of their SUV, just came out, and it might be just enough for you at half the price or less.
Sure.
Which one of the Teslas would you suggest for me? Because that was going to be my suggestion, too, either a G-Wagon or a Tesla. But I want, like, one of the smaller, sportier Teslas. Paul, which one?
I got the Model 3 Performance.
Okay.
And it's 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
Holy
It goes 300 miles. I charge it in my garage. I love it.
Okay. You sold me. I know what I would leave. And it's sporty enough for a single guy, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. But it's a wolf in sheep's clothing. You look at it and you go, eh. You know, it looks okay, but it's not like a Corvette or a Ferrari. But it's super fast, and it's quiet, and that's what you should be driving, Todd.
All right, you've sold me, man. I don't know. I feel pretty sporty on my scooter, but that would really be stepping up my game if I got in the Tesla there, Paul. But I think I'm ready to do it. What would you leave with, Paul?
I need a good electric bike. That's what I really want—an electric bike. But I mean, if money was no object, I'd either go for the Tesla Cybertruck. That kind of punk-looking pickup, it's a wild-looking truck, very futuristic. Or the new Hummer EV, the all-electric Hummer that's coming out, that looks like a pretty amazing ride. And the Rivian is another electric pickup that kind of looks more like a pickup, but it looks pretty cool. So those would be my top three.
Oh, man, I like that idea. I'd like to see the new Blazer, too. Those new Blazers look awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Yep. So yeah, I got to tell you, I'm going to be out there, and after I'm out there next week when I call in, I'll let you know what I saw. And you know, I like both of you guys. Maybe I'll just pick up a car for each of you. You just never know.
That would be a really sweet gesture. We have time for one more, Todd. Can you talk about the film festival? I did that one year. I loved it. I highly recommend it. What can you tell us about the Twin Cities Film Festival?
Yeah, I couldn't disagree with you. The Film Festival is just such a great way to see some of the most amazing films prior to many of them hitting in your traditional theaters. It starts this week, and it runs through the 23rd. Individual tickets for one show is $15. If you would like to see it, the whole packages start at $99, and you can access them from your home, and they're different places you can access them around the Twin Cities. So there's many ways to enjoy the film festival this year, and I'm right there with you. I support it. There, things are opening up. We have a whole list that I have posted with WCCO, and I know you guys are going to do the same. It's Art of World, a number of other things happening. So it's going to be a great weekend, and it's great to see things opening up. And I'll surprise you guys with something from the auto show. I'm just not sure what it's going to be.
A half-eaten corn dog, right?
I was going to say, maybe a corn dog.
That's okay. It's a start. Todd, thank you. All great reminders and suggestions. See you at the auto show, and thank you for what you do. Be safe out there. Have fun, and have another drink for us, and don't drive, okay?
All right, gentlemen, I'll see you next week. Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.